Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning into the Christian Authors on Tour Blog Talk Radio Show. Sit back and enjoy inspirational interviews with Christian fiction and nonfiction authors from around the world who are on fire for God and committed to using writing as a ministry tool. Feel free to follow our show at www.blogtalkradio.com/Christian Authors on Tour or like our Facebook page, The Christian Authors on Tour Blog Talk Radio Show.
Merry Christmas, everybody. This is Lynn Pender, one of your co-hosts for The Christian Authors on Tour Blog Talk Radio Show. It is the third Friday of December. It is the last show for the 2020 year, and we're going to be on hiatus until February 2021. But I'm really excited because this third Friday, As usual, I have a dynamic team of co-hosts, and it's none other than Mitzi Carasculo and Leroy McKenzie Jr. Hi, Mitzi. Hi, Leroy.
Hello.
Merry Christmas.
I know. Merry Christmas to everybody.
Yes.
Yes.
And, you know, we're scheduled to have a guest author, Cheryl Williams. Hopefully Ms. Williams will call in. If she doesn't, well, you know, we'll have to perhaps schedule her. I think Mitzi has a book for all of 2021, so maybe we'll try to get her in 2022.
Yeah. We take her next year in December.
So listen, I'm really excited. You know, this has been a tough year. You know, many of us, I know, Leroy, you know, you've had some losses this year, and you know, and it's been tough with COVID and some other issues too. But you know, God is still faithful, and He's still bringing us through. And so, you know, I just want to kind of talk about that a little bit. But before we do that, you know, if our author doesn't call in, I still want us to do some housekeeping. I want to share some announcements. But then, Mitzi and Leroy, I want you to kind of share with the listening audience what's going on with you, because I know you guys are doing some amazing writing projects and book and author events. And so I want you to talk about that too, okay?
Absolutely.
Yes.
So one of the first things that I want to share, though, Leroy, we've been doing some flashback sessions for the CAOT TV show, and so this morning we did a flashback session of you when you co-hosted solo back in 2008 with Christian author. I think her name is Kristen J. Bell.
Okay.
And we got some great responses this morning from that show. And so, you know, I always, you know, I don't think I say it enough to both you and Mitzi, but Leroy, I really do appreciate all of the time and support that you provide as not only a co-host for the Blog Talk Radio show, but your investment as a co-host on the CAOT TV show as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. I so enjoyed it. Now, if you'd ask me, would I be a co-host of a TV show and of a blog talk show years ago, I'd have told you, ain't no way that's going to happen. it's been enjoyable. It's been fun. And it actually, like I tell the you know, the people that I interview and that I talk to, it's actually a joy for me because I get information as well from, you know,
yes,
from, just like the audience does, and that's a, you know, I count that as a you know, just as a joy too, because I'm learning, you know, about some things too, you know, as well as,
yes,
those, you know, the authors that tell their stories, and you get the backstory of who they are and everything like that. And it's not just about the book, it's about the person, you know.
Yes, that is so true. And, you know, for our listening audience, even though this is the last episode of the CAOT Blog Talk Radio Show for 2020, we still have one more episode of the CAOT TV show, a new episode that will air actually next week on Christmas Day. It's a special holiday broadcast, and Leroy, you are part of that as well. And I think people are just going to be really pleased, and so I just want to put a little plug in on Christmas Day. If you want to watch something very inspirational, tune in to the WBGR Gospel Network on Facebook Live, and you can watch the CAOT TV show on Christmas Day at 10 a.m. for a special treat. And we have a number of different authors who are sharing what Christmas means to them. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, totally. That is awesome.
Totally awesome. And just Lynn, if people are looking to go into 2021 and learn more about the Christian Authors on Tour, I got a way that they can do that, and they can do that through our calendar, the Christian Authors on Tour calendar, 2021 calendar. There are for each month there's a highlighted author from the Christian Authors on Tour that they can learn about the books that they have. They can learn a little bit more about the individual author, and then kind of highlighting and spotlighting them to be able to do that. So they can actually go to the website www.christianauthorsontour.com and order the calendar for them. They can have it. It'll be their personal calendar. They can have it throughout the whole year. We're getting ready to go into 2021, so what better way to go into 2021 than to have a calendar that highlights some special authors. You can learn and put on your list, I'm going to say that again, put on your reading book list 12 books. You can at least have 12 books that you can read next year, because each of those authors has a book that's in the Christian that's highlighted in the Christian Authors on Tour calendar.
Yes. And if you want to purchase that, you can head on over to our website, www.christianauthorsontour.com. That's www.christianauthorsontour.com. And today is December the 18th. You can buy one calendar and get 50% off. And so I don't know how long we'll be able to do that, but we're going to do it as long as I can through the printer that we're using. So buy one, get 50% off December 18th. Head on over there. They make great Christmas gifts and just something special to the Christian book lovers in your life, right? Right? And, you know, Mitzi, I want to share a little bit about the author that was scheduled today. And even though she's not, it doesn't seem as if she's going to be able to join us, but, you know, it's only 2:08, so perhaps she'll call in. But let's go ahead and just share with the listening audience just some background information about this woman of God.
Yes, definitely, definitely. So we have Cheryl Williams. Cheryl Williams is a CO, educator, author, and lyricist. Cheryl is the author of several books, including Some Reasons Why Kids Gone By in Tears Left Uncried. In addition to writing books, Cheryl enjoys writing song lyrics, plays, and screenplays. She also enjoys teaching. Cheryl has been featured on various TV and radio programs in Baltimore and abroad. A widow and two-time contender in the Miss Big and Beautiful, awesome, beauty pageant, Cheryl is also a producer of the music group called Grace Music Power. Cheryl shares on her website that she learned through writing that she had to tell the world about parts of her life she was afraid of. She was afraid that people would point fingers and talk about her, not loving or accepting her anymore.
Thank you for tuning into the Christian Authors.
Somehow, she felt dirty. What she feels now is nothing but love because of God's grace. Amen. Amen. And all the information regarding Cheryl Williams can be found on the Christian Authors on Tour, Block Talk Radio show website. at www.christianauthorsontour.com.
Amen, amen. And just want to encourage folks to check her out. She is from the Baltimore, Maryland area. And, you know, I look forward, you know, if she's not able to call in today, I look forward to her calling in because I really believe that she has such a powerful testimony. You know, just the title of her books and the little piece of information that you shared about her lets you know that this woman has been through some things, right? And,
right.
You know, it's always good to know that you have Christians who have been through some things and they're able to testify. And that's what it's all about. You know, it's all about us being able to use our books as a way to share the good news, you know, and so just want to encourage folks to check her out. And let me see if I could give her website too. Her website is Razzy, R-A-Z-Y, Press, P-R-E-S-S, dot Weebly, W-E-E-B-L-Y, dot com. I'm going to say that again because it's a little long, but it's Razzy, R-A-Z-Y, Press, P-R-E-S-S dot Weebly, W-E-E-B-L-Y dot com. So even though she wasn't able to call in, and again, I pray that she's okay, and pray that, you know, that everything is all right with her and her family. But even though she wasn't able to call in, we still want our listening audience to check her out and to check out her website, right?
Right.
Absolutely.
Yes,
absolutely.
Definitely.
All right, all right. And, well, Mitzi, you're always laughing at us about the snowstorm. So Leroy can back me up on this. We got a little bit of snow, but I hear tell it wasn't nothing like
flurries. Flurries.
Yeah, he got a few flurries up there, you know.
Y'all got stuff we steal, we go to school in.
You know, I was laughing.
We don't shut down cities and all that.
Right, you know. But listen, I saw you posting some wonderful things, Mitzi, about your ministry, and I said, shucks, she's not letting that snow stop her. So I wanted to talk to you. You're putting together these wonderful care packets, and so I want you to talk a little bit about, you know, how God is leading you with your ministry and, you know, share your contact information and just give a little update about what's going on with you.
Oh, yes, yes. I'm so excited of what God is having me do. You know, it started off definitely in prayer. Actually, as I go back in my journal, I think I was flipping back through some pages through one of my journals, and I see that I had that in within my vision board that I had wrote down just plans and things that I would like to see come to pass. And as of October 25th, I have started the Loved, Healed, and Restored LLC in the state of Massachusetts. So I'm so happy to have that and, you know, got my certificate and everything up and running, because the next phase that I wanted to go into, I grew up in Dorchester, Massachusetts, which is the inner city, you know, majority African American, majority some poverty. You know, I was raised by a single divorced mother of seven, and, you know, and times were hard. I know that girl, you know, that girl, that young girl and that young boy that didn't have enough. Even now throughout this holiday season, my husband and I was recalling one day about, hey, did you used to get stuff from Boston Globe Santa? I said, yes, I did. And Boston Globe Santa was this organization through the state that would provide free toys and candy through the city of Boston. If your parent was on welfare. I grew up on welfare. So I wanted to give back. I remember that time of during that Christmas season when you're waiting for the box to come and you're seeing all the good stuff that was in there. And it was such a blessing to me. And
I wanted to give back. I never want to forget where I came from. And, you know, we lived in Dorchester, Massachusetts, Mattapan, Massachusetts, and Roxbury, which is predominantly the Black community. And I wanted to give back specifically to that community. So God had set on my heart to start these Gift of Love baskets. And the Gift of Love baskets are baskets that are full with, I'm looking for girls ages 8 and up, and the baskets are complete with toiletries. Some have candy in it, toiletries from fingernail polish, girly stuff, lotion, you know, earphones, toothpaste, toothbrush, floss, tote bags, notebooks, pencils, pens, just a conglomerate of stuff that I absolutely love. And so far I have done over 50 baskets. And some of the baskets, you know, someone asked me to do baskets for kindergartners. So now I have started some kindergartners baskets that's full with coloring books and dolls and crayons and bubbles and all kind of things. And a lot have been even donations. I've received donations from one of our grocery stores here, Market Basket Grocery Store. I had donated a cake. I've had Metro South Dental Group, Dr. Nyla Tillman, who's out of Howard University. She started her own practice here in Massachusetts, and she donated all of the toothbrushes and the toothpaste and the floss for the children. Rain, who is the National Sexual Assault Organization out of D.C., they donated documentation, because that's another thing that goes in the basket as well. Bookmarks, information packets from Rain, because some of these baskets are going to girls, as I said, they're 8 and over, and some are in elementary, middle, and high school. And knowledge is key. So and the information from Ring, it tells them how to stay protected, what to do if you're sexually assaulted, what to do if you don't feel comfortable around a person, because it's not just like especially around this time of the holidays. This is kind of the crucial time, whether it is sexual abuse or domestic abuse, is holiday season. This is the time when you're around family members. Well, because of COVID, some you may not be around, but this is the time when you're around family members that you're not normally around, and it's being safe and being comfortable. And actually, for within this COVID season, we have seen the rates increase with sexual assault as well as with domestic violence, because, you know, that young girl that we're, you know, from, I know myself, my safe haven was when I was able to go to school, when I was outside of the house. My safe haven was libraries. So now you have in this COVID season where those safe havens aren't kind of there, because you're home. You could be home with your abuser if your mother's boyfriend or family member is abusing you. The libraries are closed now because of COVID. That can't be like a place you can go. So the rates have increased, you know, for women that are being, you know, battered women, their rates have increased tremendously. So the Love, Healing, and Restored LLC is truly a blessing to be able to give back. And as I said, these are Gift of Love baskets, showing that gift of love. You know, to think outside of, you know, the books. I'm an author of 2 books and a co-author of another book. My first book was In Jesus' Name, Please Don't Touch Me There, which is my personal journey in overcoming sexual abuse and rape through the Word of God. And my second book is The Love, Healed, and Restored Journal. And the journal is just that, to journal alongside, to write down your feelings and you know, your anxieties, and to be able to get things out on paper. And even in some of these baskets, I am sewing the books within the baskets as well. And then the third book is Graceful Seasons. Is the Graceful Seasons is
a book that I partner with DeBreda Sally and 514, the Phenomenal Women, and we're all telling our testimonies and the season that we went through to come out on top. And, you know, it has been just an exciting time. I'm literally sitting in my office right now with baskets everywhere.
I know, that's right. Mitzi, won't you give your website address?
Yes, my website address is www.lovedhealedandrestored.com.
Awesome.
And I can also be found on Facebook.
No, go ahead.
And at Loved, Healed, and Restored as well.
Awesome. And Leroy, you know, Mitzi, I think you have brothers, but I don't have brothers, so I consider Leroy like my little big brother, you know?
Yes, an inspiration brother, too, because he inspires you.
Yes, Leroy, I know you're doing some amazing things, too, and so I want you to also talk about, you know, some of the projects that you're working on, and you have another broadcast that you do, so give our listening audience an update about what's going on with you.
Well, I mean, this year has been a phenomenal year for me. In spite of COVID-19, I've partnered with a newspaper called the National Black Unity News, and what we decided to do was to showcase authors in the newspaper, and we would have a page in it that's totally dedicated to authors, their book information, the book title that they choose to put in, or the book that they choose to have the cover of in the newspaper. But we also, in addition to having them in the paper, we actually do interviews with them, similar to what we do here. But this is even though this is Christian Authors on Tour, the author showcase is open to any authors that, you know, that would like to be able to have themselves showcased. And we talk about them being authors. We talk about what got them started writing, what their mission is, their messages that they have, the movements that they may have created, their motivation. And it has been just like this when I was talking about doing the interviews here and doing them with the TV, with Christian Authors on TV show. I've learned so much about authors, and I tell them or have said the same thing, that these interviews that we do, to me, are more than just about their books. We get to have them tell their stories where they might not have had the opportunity to be able to have the light shined on them. And I take pride in that, because that's what what I do is kind of based on, and that what I have passion in, because we don't get these venues. We don't get there aren't too many of these venues that we get, these platforms that we get to be able to talk about our stories, to talk about who we are, so that when they read the books, they have a backstory to that particular author. They understand what they went through to write that book, what they kind of, you know, what they based the characters off of, and all of those things. So it's always been more of a, you know, getting the back, kind of like the behind the scenes thing, so that we get to know, so that we get to show people more than just the book. That we get to show these authors in a broader perspective and everything like that. So I do that, the author showcase, which I enjoy doing, and something that came about, again, like I said, just kind of moved me out of my comfort zone, because I'm just this quiet person that is about, you know, just I don't want to be, you know, out in the spotlight, but these things have brought out of me a lot of things. So that's one of the things that I do. And then even with the other projects myself that I work with the other authors that have come out this year that I've been able to be a part of, has been really just awesome to be able to do. I've had some just dynamic authors that have that have come my way and have been able to tell their stories, and I've assisted them in being able to be first-time authors. So that's, you know, that's been a joy for me. And then this year, for the first time, I was actually a part of an anthology, which for me was a first. And it was great being a part of a collective of men, because the book was entitled The Next Level, Next Level Leadership. But it was comprised of 10 men who talked about leadership and what it meant to be a leader kind of in this 21st century and everything like that. So that was a different dynamic that that was a part this year. So it's been, you know, this has been a journey this year in spite of, you know, COVID, still moving forward and still encouraging people, still trying to uplift people and still trying to put that message out there to, one, be unstoppable, but then also about building the impact. Because as I always say, when you build the impact, you change the world. And that's what we do here at Christian Authors on Tour. We build the impact, but we build the impact and we change the world. We change the world by introducing people to some phenomenal authors that that we've come to, you know, come to know and come to be a part of the CAOT family, and that's what we all are. We're all family, and it's great to see all of us doing the different things that we do, and to see the great number of authors. Man, this country is filled with some great authors and just some great writers, and it's just it's a joy to be a part of this. And I'm so enjoying it. I'm looking forward to 2021 and what we do, you know, what we'll do in 2021. So all of those, you know, all of those things have kept me busy this year. This particular season, it doesn't have to do with writing per se, but it has to do with the season and with us giving and everything like that. My family has a foundation, and one of the things that we decided to do this year was we adopted a family. We adopted a family of six. It's a mother, father, and four kids that have been devastated by COVID-19, and they lost everything.
Wow.
They have lost everything. Wow. So we've adopted them, and we're getting them those things that we know that they need, and including they have kids too. So part of what we're doing will be able to give them some books that they'll be able to have to be able to read too. But you never know how you know what people have gone through, what people are going through. But when my sister, who is the executive director of it, she brought it to us, and we were like, no, let's do it, and we. We wanted to make sure that, or wanted to make it that this season, that this particular family got something, you know, out of this, you know, this year that I'm sure that has been very tumultuous for them. But just the, you know, what we're able to do for them to show them some semblance of assisting them to be able to get back on their feet, to show them that, yeah, even though you had a rough 2020, you're still here. You're still here, and
amen.
You know,
amen.
You can put one foot in front of the other, because when that happens to you, that's all you can do. You just put one foot in front,
yes,
of the other, and
yes,
you say, God,
yes,
this is, you've got to walk us through, you know, through this and everything like that. So, it's been things like that have
we're running
out of
time. But give your contact information.
Sure. Yep, they can connect with me. The website is www.jnfenterprises.com. That's the letter J, the letter N, the letter F, as in Jesus Never Fails, enterprises.com. I'm on Facebook, JNF Enterprises, Instagram, at JNF Enterprises, Twitter, at JNF Enterprises 1. All things JNF Enterprises.
Amen. Amen. And what an amazing way. What an amazing way to end the year. Mitzi and Leroy, it is such an honor to serve with you guys as co-hosts. And so I publicly, again, just want to thank you all just for all that you do, not only for CAOT, AOT, but just for your community, I mean, what a testimony that you both shared. Thank you so much.
Praise God. Praise God.
All right, Leroy,
that's phenomenal.
Yes. And that is a wrap, you all. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks, everybody.